only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government.
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the school yard.
Shoddy Radio.
Oh, hey, everyone. Welcome to Shoddy Radio. Thank you so much for listening. On this episode, I think we start out with Benjamin Shields' Chip Detective, and then eventually we transition into a People's Court, or I don't know what to call it. We put my dad, Crud, on trial for smoking a cigarette in my house. I recently moved my dad down here, and part of the agreement for him to move down here was that he promised to stop smoking. And I found a cigarette in the shower, so I decided to put him on trial, and Chris would be his defense attorney, and I would be the prosecution, and Ben would be the judge. So we did that, and it turned out pretty well, but it got interrupted. So we'll actually have the conclusion of that episode on the following episode, so stay tuned and enjoy. You can take them yourself. I don't want to feed you. I'm going to give you a tip, man. Here's the bag. I'm closing the bag. Now, hang on. Dad, chew it right next to the mic. And open your mouth while you chew with your mouth open.
I think I might guess if I didn't already know.
All right. Here, take another one. Do the same thing. You should see him eating them. It's a real display.
I only have one more.
It sounds like a thin bag, so it immediately makes me think that it's not a tortilla chip. But by the loudness of the crunch, it makes me think it is a tortilla chip.
Very good.
So now I'm thinking, which tortilla chips come in a thin bag? It's got to be a flavor of Doritos.
Yeah, hang on. Don't give anything away, Dad. Don't say anything.
You got to give him some props.
No, I'm giving him props. I'm giving him his comeuppance, but I want him to continue to try to guess. He wants to narrow it down. Ben's like the Matlock of Doritos. All right.
Now I got to guess the flavor?
Yeah. Now you're trying to guess the flavor. Oh, man. I don't know what we can do for the flavor. I mean, it's hard to guess the flavor just over the... over him eating it.
Now I'm trying to think of who bought them and which flavor it would most likely be.
All right. Well, go walk us through your thought process. Dad, you keep chewing through all this. Chew louder.
I didn't buy them.
You can't. Chris doesn't live here.
Yeah. If Chris bought them, I would think that they would be spicy nacho cheese Doritos.
Nacho cheese?
Probably.
But Danny, I don't think he would get nacho cheese. I'm going to go with Cool Ranch.
Ooh, Ben. You were very close earlier. I think it's been too long since you've hung out with us.
Really?
Yeah, Cool Ranch is a Clemens tradition.
Really? He seems like a spice guy to me.
I like Cool Ranch or spicier nacho.
You're right. He does like spicy nacho, but he also is a Cool Ranch man. Now, me, I'm more for the classics, and you are very close to it.
So it's just the regular nacho cheese?
It is nacho cheese. But I'm still impressed how you broke it down. That's pretty good, huh, Dad?
Yeah, second guess.
I never get regular nacho cheese. Once spicier nacho came out, I never looked back.
I'm a salsa guy myself.
Yeah.
Those are good, too.
I like guys that say salsa.
Yeah, he spells it with a Z.
I like that. How do you say Washington? Do you say Washington?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I say
you do.
Washington.
Sometimes you say Washington.
Yeah. Once in a while.
My dad says Washington.
Yeah, my mom and grandma, they all say wash.
You say wash your clothes?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, though, how I guessed that.
That's pretty good.
Doritos.
Yeah. That was an excellent bat. I'm telling you, Chip Detective. You're an Ace Ventura chip detective.
Because you notice that, like, a lot of other tortilla chips, like Tostitos or something, they use a thicker bag.
Ben, your process was flawless. I was blown away.
It's good. I hope that the listeners know how legit that was.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio on Facebook.com and click like. Got a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com. Want to hear your voice on the show? Leave us a message at 7-SHODDY-NOW. That's 774-633-9669. And most importantly, leave us an iTunes review.
Okay. Now this may be this may get a little uncomfortable.
For who?
Everyone here.
Not for me.
Maybe not for Chris. So when my dad was living in Paradise, one of the things I told him about moving down here, he's a pretty big health nut. So he worries about organic food and he will only eat organic milk. Yeah, he only drinks organic milk or eats organic dairy products because those are important. And also specific fruits he will only have organic too.
If they're thin skinned fruits.
Yeah, put your mouth right up onto that mic when you talk.
So just fruit that can't take a joke.
Right.
So I don't have a huge problem with that. I don't care too much. But here's where my problem comes in, is that while he was doing all that, don't touch the mic. Okay. While he was doing all that, he was smoking cigarettes in Paradise. And he hadn't smoked cigarettes in years, but he took it back up again. And I told him, well, if you're going to move down here, you're not smoking cigarettes anymore. And for the most part, he immediately just quit smoking cigarettes when he moved down here. And I was impressed. I was very impressed that he quit smoking cigarettes. And he never even complained about it. Like, you know, most people really struggle to quit, but he did a great job. Well, recently I found a cigarette in my shower that I assume my dad forgot about. So I feel like I am the, you might want to advise him not to say he did.
Let's watch what we say. Greg.
Yeah. You don't want to say
anything you say could incriminate.
Yeah. You don't want to. Chris is your attorney here. So don't go ahead. Don't say I did right now, because this is court, Dad. So you might want to check with your lawyer before you say I did. And I also feel like roles couldn't be reversed any harder than me finding a cigarette in my dad forgot about. It's like, usually it's the dad who finds his son with a cigarette in the house.
But to be fair, he could have been showering it for a friend.
That's true.
Ben, you have to be an impartial judge.
Yeah, you're impartial, Ben.
Sorry.
You can't offer. It doesn't really matter. So anyway, I'm going to put him on trial here, and we're going to try to decide what should be the punishment, if that wasn't his cigarette. And
can we get a little of the theme music on low?
Yeah, let's do that. Hang on.
Puts me in the mood.
You're right. Hang on one sec. So here we go. Let me turn that down a little bit.
Well, do I get to say something?
I think the prosecution makes its opening statement.
I thought you already made your opening
statement. I guess I did, but that wasn't an official opening statement. Right. We'll call
Can
that
I
an
opening
statement.
Opening statements you
were
too?
Setting the scene.
I was setting the scene, but I'll let you make your opening statement first here, Chris.
I think your official opening statement that you just gave was pretty weak.
I thought we just discussed that wasn't my opening statement.
Well, I didn't agree to that.
Okay.
And look, you find a gun in a shower, that doesn't mean that there's been a murder. First of all, there are lots of uses for cigarettes. As Craig has shown in the past, he has a penchant for making welcome mats out of cigarettes.
That's true.
There are a ton of art and craft projects that could have been used for. Secondly, let's just say...
A shower mat, perhaps.
Very good. Thanks, Judge. And also, you know, even if, let's say, somebody did smoke that cigarette, who's to say that it was Craig? Is Craig the only person who uses that shower? It could have been Tanya, or, God forbid, perfect red herring, it could have been Danny.
Why would I bring it up in court?
It's the perfect defense. It's the perfect crime, really.
Crime is to smoke it and throw it away, not smoke it and then point out that I found the cigarette, but to people who would have otherwise never known about the cigarette, but...
Best defense is a good offense. The Super Bowl taught us that.
All right. So, okay, go on. Is that it?
Also, I don't see any DNA evidence.
Unfortunately, I did lose the cigarette butt.
Oh, unfortunately. Yeah. Isn't that convenient?
Yeah, I had it. I kept it.
So it's just hearsay that the cigarette
butt
exists.
Yeah, who even saw that there was a cigarette butt other than the prosecution? This should be...
You think it should be
thrown
out.
I can't remember the word. Yeah, we should throw this out.
You should. You're making a motion that the judge throws this case out right now, basically.
There's no evidence.
I hope you're not going to just throw it out right now.
Well, no evidence. We have... Yeah. Until we have evidence, I think we have to. Because you can't waste taxpayer dollars on court cases off of accusations.
Well, I promise there was a cigarette.
I find Fred Savage not guilty. Case closed.
Hang on. Chris, as my first witness, I would like to call the lawyer, Chris Clements, to the stage.
I think that's highly unorthodox.
I agree. To the witness stand, Chris, will you please take the stand? You heard the judge.
I can't
Chris!
Incriminate my own. All right, what?
I'm just asking you. Do you remember me showing you a cigarette butt in the past and telling you that we were going to do this trial on my dad a week and a half ago?
I remember that you led me to the shower and showed me that there was a cigarette sitting there.
Okay.
But I don't know who
put that cigarette butt.
So we do know that there was a cigarette butt at one point, Your Honor.
Apparently so.
Okay.
Well, Craig just admitted that he knew there was a
You might want to put a muzzle on your,
And he knew how big it was.
On your client here.
Busted.
Try not to yell out busted in the middle of trials also.
Maybe I would like to bring Crud Savage to the stand.
So why don't we call Crud Savage to the stand?
We'd like to plea bargain.
Chris had the case thrown out 30 seconds ago. Now he's plea bargaining.
Since we don't have any hard evidence, and basically we're just going off of hearsay, I only have one question for Crud, and that is, did you smoke a cigarette in Danny's shower?
Well, I have a pretty bogus memory. I don't remember.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Oh, he pleads insanity.
Your Honor, I can't even argue with that.
All right. There you go.
Oh, shoot. We got hard copy going again. Sorry. So anyway, where were we? Sorry. I guess what we're trying to... I don't know exactly where we're at now, but I intend to prove that Craig Crud Savage not only... smoked this cigarette, but intended to hide it because he was smoking it in a shower. That is what I intend to prove in this case. And Chris, what do you intend to disprove?
He intended to hide it in the shower that he smoked it in. That's not a very good hiding.
He intended to hide the fact that he was smoking cigarettes by doing it in the shower. No one smokes in the shower. Just if you haven't had it, unless you're like a chain smoker unless you're a chain. Hear me out. No one, I know what you're trying to prove here by twisting my words, but it's not going to work. Nobody just only smokes in the shower as the only, they decide I'm going to have one cigarette for the first time in months. And I think the best place to do it, the most relaxing place is in the shower. They do that in order to hide the fact that they're smoking or they're a chain smoker and they smoke everywhere and they also smoke in the shower.
Well, if he's so concerned about hiding the fact that he's smoking, then why didn't he throw away the evidence?
Well, as we've established earlier in this case, Craig has a horrible memory, so during the shower, he probably smoked the cigarette, forgot that he was going to take it out with him, and then left it in my shower where I found it.
Well, if he's got such a horrible memory, maybe he carried the cigarette to the shower, then forgot to smoke it.
So you're saying there was intent to smoke?
I didn't say anything. We don't even have a cigarette. Remember? Seems like the one with the memory problems is the prosecution.
Did the cigarette look like it had been soaked?
It absolutely looked like it had been recently smoked, and there
smoked or soaked.
It's not soaked. Smoked. It was up on the high part of the shower where it wasn't wet, but it was wet because of the condensation from my last shower before I found it. And let me tell you this. Let me put Craig up on the stand real quick.
Uh-oh.
Now, Craig, when you smoked cigarettes in in paradise most recently, what cigarettes would you smoke?
American Spirit.
Why don't you get right up on the mic there and repeat that?
He doesn't remember.
Dub, 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 dub. Go ahead, get up on the mic. What did you smoke?
Okay, American Spirit.
American Spirits. Now, that is the exact cigarette that I found in the shower. Now, how common would you say American Spirits are among the cigarettes? I would say they compose less than 1% of all the cigarettes smoked in the United States. I can't guarantee that. We can look it up right now.
I'd say less than 1%.
I would say less than 1%, too. Thank you, Dad, for verifying that. Since
it must be really rare, because we don't even have one example of one here.
So, I find it hard to believe that not only was there a cigarette in my shower, but it was an American Spirit, and that my dad did not bring it in there.
Okay, well,
so why don't we put him on the stand? Why don't I just ask?
On the stand.
Why don't I just ask you, point blank, Craig Savage, did you smoke that American Spirit cigarette?
Well, now I have to fess something up, don't I?
Get up there tight.
There was this beautiful, voluptuous girl that I snuck in here while y'all were in here. And she wanted to smoke after sex. And I just happened to have something. So, luckily,
you sent her to the shower to wash the dirtiness of what you'd just done off of her.
And right, her to... and then...
Is this
said,
such a true story?
Here's the cigarette. I lied.
Why don't you go ahead and answer the question, Mr.
Back
Savage?
Back to that, being truthful.
Did you smoke that cigarette in the shower?
I may have had a couple puffs.
Okay. Now, did you smoke it in the shower with intent to hide it from me that you were smoking cigarettes, or was that just a coincidence?
That was just a coincidence.
Why did you smoke it in the shower? He looked at you, Chris. He looked at you and you were just not...
said don't admit to anything.
I've already gone over the line with Chris.
Your lawyer is like, oh, God. It's all right. We're trying to get to the bottom, honestly.
We're already on the next case.
Yeah.
Well.
So why did you smoke it in the shower? I'm curious. Stay up on the mic.
I just wanted to see how bad it was. It was horrible.
Did you just find it?
Yeah, I found it.
You found an American Spirit? Was it like in some of your clothes or some of your stuff?
Yeah, it was in a shirt pocket, I think.
Okay, so you didn't go out and buy more. You didn't go out and buy more cigarettes.
He wanted to remind himself.
I did not.
He wanted to remind himself how bad smoking was.
Yes, I did. It's horrible.
So that was the only cigarette you smoked since you moved down here? Oh, you've had more. It's all right. I
found a pack.
Okay. So you've been having some here and there.
I don't know. I don't want to waste them.
It's okay. No.
But that was when I first moved here that I found a whole pack, and I'll bet you there's most of them still in it.
Where are they? Do you know where they are? Do you have them hidden somewhere?
They're in the corner.
You have them hidden up in this room. Hang on a second. Wow, hang on.
In the corner there, right? Feel them?
No.
Look down one.
Hang on, Chris is looking for the...
evidence.
The evidence right here.
I guess he doesn't know what he's talking about. There's no cigarettes.
Well, I guess I don't have any more.
Did you smoke them all?
I guess I might have thrown them away.
You smoked them all, one of those two.
I think I brought them out and I was going to give them to our buddy.
Who's our buddy again? Remind the court who our buddy is.
Well, the dude that we can usually smell when he's in the neighborhood because... He smokes marijuana. And
Ben, are you there?
The smell of it comes right over the fence to where we are.
And Chris,
right around there.
And Chris, I mean, my dad calls him our buddy. He always tells me, hey, you just missed your buddy. You know who else my dad says is my buddy? I know this is off topic, Your Honor, but my dad also says that Phil Schifley is my buddy.
Yeah, why is that?
You know who Phil Schifley is?
No.
He's the guy from that commercial, the cable commercial. Don't get cable. Don't put white eyebrows on and attend your own funeral as Phil Schifley. Get DirecTV. Do you remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, my dad loves that commercial. So every time it comes on, he goes, hey, your buddy's on again.
Anyway.
So you found a pack. Okay. I want to make something clear. Not for the court.
Now, how long have I been here?
Not for the court.
And there wasn't even a whole pack,
For my relationship with my father. I'm not mad at you for smoking these cigarettes. I was actually impressed how quickly you just gave up cigarettes when you moved down here. You just stopped. I told you you couldn't smoke in my house, and you just didn't. You haven't had a cigarette. And I know people who've been trying to quit cigarettes their entire life, so you did it really fast. Yep. But I was curious what was happening when I found a cigarette in my shower.
It's because I smoke American Spirit, and American Spirit is a clean kind of tobacco.
Now, this is what I want to get to the point of the case more than anything else.
That's what the Indians used to say.
Is my dad making the argument about, he will always argue with me about how he can only have this type of food and that type of food. Right. Meanwhile, he smokes American Spirit cigarettes, which he claims are clean cigarettes.
They are.
The main part that I want to prove is that cigarettes are still bad for you, no matter if they have an Indian head painted on them or not.
Probably the cleanest cigarette is worse than the highest synthetic pesticide residue that can be found on any fruit.
Yeah, exactly. Then,
so I do see that as pretty hypocritical.
Your Honor, is there any chance while we continue this case I could talk you into getting on racist Google and looking up American Spirit cigarette facts?
Yeah, let's see what we can find.
Okay. Now, when was the last time you remember having a cigarette, Dad?
Every morning in your shower.
A month ago, maybe?
Okay. And you don't remember why you smoked it in my shower?
Well, yeah, because...
Stay close to the mic. Honestly, oops. I don't even need a joke. I'm not mad. I'm just curious. I swear I'm just curious.
Because I didn't want to smoke it in your house.
Right, you didn't want to smell up the house,
and I didn't want to smoke it outside.
Right.
Where the neighbors were. Well, I could have there, but...
Okay, I get it. This makes sense.
I think... I don't know. I don't remember, but maybe... I smoked part of it outside and then came back and forgot it was behind my ear and then was taking a shower after I got back. And whoops.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
There's the cigarette behind my ear.
So you put it up where it wouldn't get wet, and then you forgot that you put it up there. That makes total sense, too.
That's what I think could have happened. But that's a very good theory. I don't remember.
That's a good theory.
I'm on SSI for multiple head injuries. Like, I have a bogus memory.
Go ahead, man.
I typed into Google, Your Honor. American Spirit cigarettes are... The first result was safer.
Okay.
The second one was healthier. The third one was they safer, as in a question, are they safer?
Right.
And the fourth one is they better for you, as in better are they for you? For you.
It's so not like they're like vitamins.
It's a split decision.
Well, do any of them, can you get any facts on what they, if they actually are better for you or not, and still how bad they are?
Let's see what I can find.
Okay. Chris, do you have any closing words here about what you think? Let's talk punishment. What do you think?
Chris
should be,
is saying, my client's got a big mouth.
He clearly doesn't know what he's saying right now. He's under a lot of stress. he can't be held responsible for his own words or actions.
Well, what do you think is a fair punishment? Should I get in a pack of American Spirits and make him smoke the whole carton? Make him smoke the whole carton in a row like I was like a grandpa would do 20 years ago?
I think if he did actually smoke that cigarette, which I'm not conceding that he did, that's still pretty good because cancer statistics are only kept for people who smoke at least a pack a day.
Is that true?
That's what I've heard.
Well, I don't want this to be like an attack, like I'm coming after you. I just thought it would be a fun bit to do after I found it in there. I thought it'd be fun to talk about it on the air. So don't take this the wrong way, Dad. I'm not like mad or anything. But
according to Yahoo Answers, it's easy to think that because all natural cigarettes, such as American Spirits, are light on the additives and healthier for you. But what you need to remember is that tobacco on its own is just as bad for your lungs and throat in general.
Dad, listen to this. You're not listening. Did you hear
what he said? So it doesn't matter if they're light. It doesn't matter if they're not full flavor or they taste different.
Hang on. I got to interrupt you, Ben. My dad remembered where they were. Hang on. We have some hard evidence here.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, wow.
Wait a minute. How many come in the pack?
20.
It's half a pack, right?
20? Yeah, there's half a pack in here. He hasn't even smoked a full pack.
Damn it, I keep
getting... Yeah, but I didn't need... There wasn't even a full pack to start with.
So, looks like we have a 20 Class A cigarette made with organic tobacco. Natural American Spirit.
I finally remembered where I put it.
Those sound healthy to me.
In my church.
Let's read what American Spirit says here. Made with organic tobacco. Our company began contracting directly with independent farmers in 1989 to grow organic tobacco. Every year we expand our partnerships with farmers to educate them about the benefits of organic. Sustainable agriculture practices and reducing their impact on the environment. We are proud to be the first maker of cigarettes made with organic tobacco that has been certified under the USDA National Organic Program.
Yes!
That's not good. That's like saying the bullets we're shooting you with are 100%. Let me finish reading. The tobacco in these natural American cigarettes is 100% additive-free premium whole leaf, which gives you a rich, authentic taste. For the rest of the organic story, go to nasaorganics.com.
This shit's still gonna kill you.
Now, let me read the big warning right here. Surgeon General's warning. Smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, emphysema, and may complicate pregnancy. Oh, even worse, Dad. You know you're pregnant.
Wait a minute. Let me interject. Does it say anything on there about low birth weight?
Yeah, this is... Go ahead. You wanted to see it, Chris?
How long have I been here?
5 months, 4 months.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, I admit, but I'm still saying my main point is that you act like because the tobacco is grown organically, it's not bad for you.
He supports independent organic farming.
No, what I'm saying is Edgar Cayce said that long as you don't smoke more than
well, that doesn't sound like a quote.
A pack a week or something like that, that it wouldn't bother you.
I've
We're
heard
talking.
That too.
I've got a pack that taken me what? How long have I been here? 6 months.
Hang on.
That is a good point.
Hang on. Let me. First of all, is anyone else sick of the food court theme?
Yeah, I'm sick of this.
Go back. Switch to night court.
I don't know if I have night court in here. Let me see if I have it. Oh, I do have night court.
I'm sick of this episode.
Hang on. All right, so let me turn it up a little bit here. So, who did you say said that, Dad? Edgar Cayce?
Edgar Cayce, yeah.
Now, my dad is quoting... What year was Edgar Cayce born?
18...
But that was back
late 1800s.
That was back when cigarettes were all pure, like these American
but back then,
spirit,
that was before they put
American
chemicals
spirit.
In cigarettes.
But my point is, you're quoting someone from the 1800s who said, "If you're for medical information." Up until
but
the 1960s,
they
Dad,
they did not put chemicals in the ground.
Dad, how many times
then?
I have to tell you to put your face next to the mic?
They didn't put chemicals in the ground back then. For whatever reason, to do whatever to the tobacco, so that the tobacco was much more pure back then.
But you are saying that he made a statement about how many cigarettes you could smoke before it affected you, and his statement was in the 1800s. They didn't even admit that cigarettes were bad for you until the 1950s, and they still tried to lie and say that they were good for you back then. So you're quoting someone on medicine from the 1800s, which doesn't make any sense.
Well, wait a minute. There was a book
hang
called...
Hang on a second, Dad. Hang on. Sorry, that's my favorite part.
Okay.
I know what you're...
Rachel Carson wrote a book called... I forget. Green Earth, whatever. But it was all about how they start putting shit in the ground that was, which is what made our crops and tobacco and everything else. No, not that. It wasn't. We're talking about.
He doesn't mean actual
toxic.
Shit.
The toxic things they start putting into the
pesticides.
Ground.
Right, Dad. Yeah. I'm not. You can argue with me all you want about that. The simple fact is that when you smoke tobacco, no matter how organic it is detrimental to your health. It's bad for your lungs. But Ben, read the stat again. Sorry.
I already closed it out. I forgot.
Let me just say, if he's going to smoke cigarettes, Natural American Spirit are
definitely the brand to smoke, unless he's going to smoke those electronic filterless cigarettes.
Sure. Chris, do you want to make this ad for American
Cigarettes? Natural, all natural American spirit. He's only got 10 cigarettes in here. That means at the most he smoked 10 cigarettes in how many months has he lived
five
here?
5 months. But tell me about
10 cigarettes in 5 months?
Tell me about the purity of those.
Cigarettes a month.
Tell me about the purity of those cigarettes and the
They're
taste.
They're extremely pure. They're smooth. And this is from the picture. This is what the Indians would smoke. And
then, yeah, the long pipe.
Native Americans, have they ever been known to do things that are unhealthy?
Never. They use the whole buffalo.
They smoke all the cigarettes.
They smoke the whole cigarette, even the filter.
And then they smoke the pack.
Ah, there was no filter back in the day.
All right.
These have filters.
Yeah.
Not that they need them.
Then why do they
have
them?
I used to smoke non-filters. Their non-filters got hard to find, so I started smoking filters.
Well, my point, Dad, is that it's completely hypocritical for you to say talk about how you need healthy things in your life and like you can't have you only need organic milk and you won't even drink non-organic milk or water that isn't natural. What do you call it? Natural spring water.
Natural.
He says natural.
Oh. I will say 10 cigarettes in a matter of 5 months. I would say that's healthy because clearly
that's not healthy.
Clearly, he only smokes cigarette if he feels extreme stress. And you know stress is worse than eating bacon every day on
that,
your heart.
That is true, but I don't
one
think
one cigarette to calm your nerves every month.
Hang on. Well, we know my dad has a super stressful life. We all admit he's under a lot of pressure. He's got the boss breathing down his neck nonstop. I get that. I know. But hang on. My point is that one cigarette a month is worse for him than all non-organic foods for the rest of that month. Would be my bet.
I'll rest my case on that.
So I don't even know what we're trying to find out. Your Honor, what's your decision on all of this?
Fell asleep.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
You fell asleep, Chris.
Hang on, while you're thinking, let's just
let me play the mama's court. We have
thinking music.
This will help you think. So take your time.
I'm thinking this should have ended a long time ago.
Hang on a minute. Do we have Matlock? Maybe Matlock.
Oh, that's a good idea. I don't have Matlock. I have the Price is Right.
But this will make me want to
think. About Perfect Strangers?
Okay, turn it down. I'm ready to rule.
All right, hang on. We got to hear the growing pains, the ending theme. Sorry, go ahead.
There is evidence that would support Danny's claims, but I find them to be circumstantial at best. Now, probably the biggest factor in Crud's own guilt comes from Crud himself, which for me is a red flag. And with all due respect, Mr. Crud,
a clean conscience.
We cannot
you can't
take
tell
you
a
at
lot.
Your word.
Say that again, man. I missed you.
Sorry.
I said, with all due respect to Mr. Crud, his word is not the most credible word in the court.
Only based on memory issues. It's okay.
Based off of memory issues, right. Yes. Concussion issues.
Yeah.
And the combination of that and the circumstantial evidence, there is no case. I'm going to throw it out.
He told me where the cigarettes were.
He admitted everything.
Yeah, no, but I told you about the girl that I brought into the shower.
Right. Remember how voluptuous he described her?
There's proof of cigarettes being in the house, but there is no witnesses that have him in a shower or with a cigarette.
All right. I guess case dismissed.
You know Danny doesn't go near the shower.
That's why I find it suspicious that he found them in the first place.
Wow, Dat Chris, good work. Shake the man's hand. He got you off, Scott.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Well.
Does someone want to be Doug Llewellyn outside the outside the courthouse?
Well, Danny, the judge didn't see things your way this time.
Well, you know, there was a lot of evidence, but I got to say I disagree with the judge, but at the same time, I respect him. I got to say, I respect the man.
Well, it was a learning experience.
It looks like Crud's coming out right now.
Hey, Crud, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, this reminds me of back in the day when I was going from where I lived at Russian River.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I was so crazy, man. I was like, yeah, man, I think I'll go to that health food place way down the peninsula. And in the meantime, somebody picks me up, gives me a bunch of LSD.
You know,
and I still had it on me.
Go ahead.
And so I go, well, all of a sudden, the next thing I know, I'm hitchhiking down the road and the police are all over me. And I'm
wait, like, the police pulled you over?
No, they got me for, I don't remember why.
Were you on a bike or in a car?
No, I was hitchhiking.
Oh, okay. So you can't figure out what they pulled you over for while you were hitchhiking.
Can we do a to be continued? Sonny's getting ready to put Delaney to bed, so I want to go say goodnight to her and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you, Benjamin.
All right, bye.
Will Benjamin Shields put his daughter Delaney to bed? If so, will she fall asleep? And how long will it take her? What will happen in the thrilling conclusion to Crud's weird story? The answer to all these questions, plus more, will be revealed in the very next Shoddy Radio.